Kirk Elliott. Some stations don't carry this first five. I'm going to ask you what all this news means, what's coming next when we come back. But a lot of folks are tuned in now as well. What are some of these other graphs? The divergence story in retail, the FRED graph you sent me, David Stockman on the mother of all housing bubbles. We've got a lot to cover here, so let's start going through this.
Yeah, so personal savings rate. This is all part of the economic slowdown that we're talking about here, right? So personal savings rate, if you look at that chart, it's like cratered. It's as low as it's ever been, which means what? People save money when they have excess capital at the end of the month. When they have none, it's terrible, right? But it's actually negative, right? So when you look, why? Because people are using the excess on their credit cards as their savings rate. And right now there's $1 trillion of credit card debt outstanding in America. And when, let's say you had $20,000 on your credit card and you have another $10,000 that you can have access to, right? Because you have a $30,000 limit. They're using that excess $10,000 as a savings rate. That's not savings. That's a loan. That's ultimately going to be debt if you dig into that. So you see that kind of stuff happening. David Stockman, one of the most brilliant guys that I've ever read, he was Reagan's budget director. So he's not talking about Alex Jones' budget or Kirk Elliott's budget. He's talking about the budget of the United States. It's massive. So he always knows the source of funds, the use of funds, the makeup of all the spending, the makeup of all the revenue. He understands all of that. And his forecasts throughout history have been so accurate. Well, what did he say now? That we are in store for the mother of all real estate collapses, like the big one, right? So bigger than 2009. 2009 was subprime lending. Why does he say that it's so bad this time? Well, because the affordability of houses is at an all-time low. It's like, I've set an all-time low a couple times on the show. Personal savings rates, all-time low. You know, capital gains rates that Kamala wants, all-time high. Affordability of homes, all-time low, which means your mortgage payments now are close to the max, where people don't have anything left as of their income that they make. The mortgage payments are more the majority of that now. I remember when I was fresh out of college, fresh out of grad school, I was vice president of a mortgage company. And back then, when we would give out mortgage loans, you had to have one third. You had the mortgage payment could only be one third of your income.
Now they're going to give me legal aliens $150,000 free as a grant and $30,000 in other liberal states.
Yeah, it's free. I mean, this is insane. So we're expecting a huge, massive collapse. And so sometimes I get a lot of negative comments, or because Kirk, you say that silver is going up and it's down 84 cents today. It's like, okay, well, I hate to tell you, but you're wrong. Silver is doing really well. You look at where it was 4 months ago, it was at 22. Today it's at 28. That's up over 30%. You look at where it was in 2022, you know, 2 years ago, it was $17.97. Today it's $28. You look where it was in 2020, it was $11.91 an ounce. Today it's 28, right? So this is amazing growth. And I want everybody, but people tend to look at the negative. They tend to look at the one down day and forget about the massive growth that we're seeing. This is what I want everybody to experience, is the growth in one of the safest markets that we have, given the political conditions that we're living through.
Well, you're totally dead on. So let's come back at the rest of this news and give us your take, as you've been dead on. What is going to unfold next and the timeline? Are you changing any of your forecasts, or is it still continuing on? You've been right so far, but are you changing your trajectory up or down in the economy? We're under Kirk Elliott, Straight Edge. We're learning more now as we get closer. Stay with us. We'll be right back in 60 seconds.
Turmeric has been used as a medicine for thousands of years to treat digestive disorders, respiratory problems, arthritis, and depression. It has strong anti-cancer, anti-diabetic, antimicrobial, and antioxidant properties, and is one of the most effective anti-inflammatory medications available. The Powerful Bodies formula at InfoWarsStore.com includes 95% curcuminoids, Boswellia serrata extract, organic sage leaf, organic lemon balm leaf, organic thyme leaf, and piperine from black pepper. Bodies is arguably the best turmeric formula available. Get it now. Support free speech and support the InfoWar at InfoWarsStore.com.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones.
Klaus Schwab cut our electricity off. We need to put Klaus Schwab's head on Godzilla showing destroying Tokyo. Tokyo. All right, Dr. Kirk Elliott is our guest. Great economist, been dead on. You see all those predictions come true, but I'm going to commission the crew. If we need a bigger crew, they're doing a great job. They're overwhelmed. We're up here to like 8 at night most nights. We need people up here at like 10 or 11 in one of the debate next week. Boy. But we really need to go through his interviews and just clip, and then show a graph as he says it, basically tracking exactly. So give us the big enchilada. You've been coming on for almost 11 months. You're dead on 25 years. Really great analysis on where the economy is now and where your projections are at now. Does it follow the line you predicted, or is it worse than you thought or better than you thought?
Well, I think the economy is getting worse than we thought, and I think the projections for tangible assets like gold and silver are better than I thought. You know, with some of the news that we talked about 2 weeks ago, the development of the new Samsung battery for electric vehicles that uses a solid silver core rather than a liquid electrolyte core, that's potentially 67% of all global mining production in silver, added to the already shortfall of supply that we have because of everything else that's happening, right? And central banks buying up gold. We've got all this mayhem and political chaos and unsustainability and high taxes. And it's like, oh, Alex, it's like crazy, right? So those kind of things propel it upward. Now, a lot of the economists, not just me, but a lot of economists that follow the hard asset commodity space are expecting silver to hit $50 by the end of this year. Alex, it's 30. That's a 67% increase over the next 4 months. Even if they're the dumbest economist on the planet and they get an F because they're 50% wrong, that's still 30% growth. Well, what if they can barely even fog up a mirror? They're so dumb, and they're 75% off. That's still 15% between now and the end of the year. That's 4 months. That's an amazing return. So I think that things are accelerating in a way that is even more than what I would have projected. And it's an election year, and you've got everything that's happening in Israel and with Iran kind of erupting and funding all these terrorist
and Russia, right? Ukraine invading Russia, and the globalists wanting black swans. I mean, here's the deal. Explain this to people, because you have the actual numbers. I just have a gestalt of it. There's more gold, so the globalists, to them, silver, there's so little of it, it's not even on their radar because they have trillions and hundreds of billions to spend, and the institutions are all buying that. But billionaires, smaller corporations, individuals are buying up silver everywhere, and then now it's being found to have all these even more incredible industrial uses, which mainline even analysts say is going to make it explode. Why hasn't the general public figured this out? Because as soon as they figure it out, I think that's why you see a lot of analysts saying $200 an ounce silver in a year. I mean, once they figure it out, it's going to go crazy.
You're right. Well, you're not going to hear this on normal financial news networks. You're not going to hear it from your normal advisor, your stockbroker.
Even though mainline analysts are predicting 60% increase in the next 4 months.
Mainline. Mainline.
No, I read it. I know. So mainline are saying that, but then it's not on the news. I mean, that's.
Well, so your broker, you know, at Merrill Lynch or Schwab or wherever they're at, right? They don't sell tangible assets, and it's actually against their rules. They could lose their job. It's a law called selling away, or an administrative ruling that says, hey, if you recommend something that we don't offer, you could actually lose your job. So keep your pie hole shut and don't talk about it, right? So it's like, man, that happened to me back in 1998. Right. I was working for a stock company and I was recommending that people actually just back then do 5% of your portfolio into physical gold. And they said, Kirk, you can't do that. Cease and desist. It's like, what? I'm always going to do what's best for the client. So I quit. Right. It's like, I'm not going to let somebody tell me to do something because their compliance officer said it's all you can talk about. Alex, we've got to start looking in other directions when we've got this debt imbalance that we're seeing.
No, I agree, but just to interrupt real quick. And that's just like we now learned a few months ago, 2.3 or 2. Guys, look it up. Just type in Walgreens CVS paid billions to not prescribe ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, and other known, we now know the FDA admits they knew, it was on their own website then, treatments that had a 99% success rate. They also blocked budesonide that even their mainline papers said, and we turned out the rich and powerful were taking it. I mean, it's the same thing. They give a directive and it's like saying, don't give a man in the desert water, you know, give them something else that turns their kidneys and liver off like remdesivir. I mean, these are sick people.
They are sick people. And you start to see how this impacts society, right? People will invest when they view the future as being good, right? When they view it as consistent and all their hard-earned money that they've worked their whole life to accumulate is going to go someplace and grow. But people naturally pull back the reins, Alex, when there's fear, there's a hurdle, or there's something that they don't know about, right? So this is where we're starting to see societal decline. And so in Denver right now, this is where I live. Everyone's seeing the news about Aurora and all the Venezuelan undocumented gang members from prison that are up here walking around with semi-automatic rifles, going commandeering apartment buildings, you know, having people at gunpoint saying, you're going to pay us the rent instead of your landlord or else. They're walking down the streets with face masks on in the middle of the night and breaking into people's garages and stealing motorcycles and everything else. It's like, it's a war zone. And I hear gunshots, you know, outside of our office. We actually had a shooting right outside of our window, downtown Denver. And there's like three people laying on the sidewalks with blood coming out of their chest. It's like, what? And it's because we're a sanctuary city, for crying out loud. Again, stupid, woke, liberal politics where you can't really talk bad about these people, right? To me, a criminal is a criminal. I don't care where you're from.
No, I totally agree. But when you read the Soros, Cloward, and Bibbin plan controlling the DAs, and many of the attorney generals, not most, about 40%, over 20 of them in the states, they want the crime wave. They want to bring down society. That's a communist tactic to destroy civilization so you can build something back on top of it. Kirk Elliott, great job. I want to tell people again, you're a great sponsor. I only bring people the best water filters, the best durable food at the lower price. You can spend three times more and get even more gourmet, but it's good quality, clean, healthy, tasty food for the lowest price you're going to get for quality and great packaging that lasts a long time, ready to deliver. It's all at InfoWarsStore.com. But people need to call you. They need to get a consultation. You guys just don't jump in bed immediately. It's super easy, though. Find out what you want to do, what you're looking for. Get into silver right now. If you want gold, they'll sell that to you at wholesale, folks. So if you're saying a spot, that's what it comes out of the ground at. They are the top company in the U.S., 25-year overnight success story. That's a joke. I'm a 30-year overnight success story. So, again, go to KEPM.com/gold. That's simple. Just Kirk Elliott Precious Metals, KEPM.com/gold, or 720-605-3900. And I believe there's nothing sure in this world except that God's real and that mama loves you, at least most mommies do, is that you need to get into silver now. If you're smart, it is the no-brainer. 100% in my feeling, my opinion, it's going to way outperform their very best stocks, even defense stocks or medical stocks in this climate. Most analysts are saying 60% in the next 4, 5, 6 months. Let's say it's half of that. You're talking 30%. This is and then you physically hold it or you put it in a depository. There's so much you can do. You can roll over IRAs, you name it. Call Dr. Kirk Elliott and his team right now. They're amazing, so professional, so nice. 877-789-2539. They don't bite, but sometimes on the show they get thousands of calls. Usually get hundreds every time. So, they don't call you back for a day or so. Just understand they're getting to you. They're going to spend time with you. Again, ladies and gentlemen, kepm.com/gold or 720-605-3900. Dr. Kirk Elliott, thank you so much.
You're welcome. We'll see you.
All right. I want people to listen to me and I want people to listen very, very carefully. I am an expert on the subject that we're about to cover with great constitutional lawyer and great historian and good friend of mine, Robert Barnes. I want you to listen to me very, very, very carefully here, okay? I have personally been through this. I have personally been through what I'm about to break down for you. Now, for a lot of reasons that would take an hour to describe, I never gave the details of this, but my lawyer at the time for free speech, Mark Rondazza, leading name, and Robert Barnes advising me on InfoWars and our operations, he was engaged then for a couple of years, are the only people that know the full story, other than the people that did it. So when I talk about Russiagate, really 3.0, because they've done this two previous times, 2016, and then they tried it again in the last election. It's the Democrats and the deep state that are getting the money. They're getting the payoffs. It's come out Biden and his son are like vending machines or like a NASCAR, all the stickers on it. The Chi-Com's the biggest one. The Black Rocks, the Russians are in there. So if Biden was a NASCAR, Kamala's a NASCAR, there's a big Russian Federation sticker on the door. Okay, but there's CCP on the hood, on the roof, BlackRock. There's a NAMBL sticker on the trunk. There's an ADL sticker, on the quarter panel. There's a sticker for Planned Parenthood. That's who he is. With Trump, 100% America, zero foreign influence. They went over all his people with a fine-tooth comb. They could find nobody. Now, I got a reproached. It actually happened again this year, too. They had undercover sting people, and they tried to infiltrate us and tried to hire some of the employees and get them to commit crimes. And they used a foreign British multinational group out of Dubai to do it. So we've had MI6. But going back on the same day that I confronted Marco Rubio, I go back to the Trump Hotel. I'm about to leave with the crew. And this very important person wants to meet with me, who's dialed into the Republican and Democrat administrations. Let's say the bureaucracy, heads of agencies. So I say, I'll meet you, in the restaurant by the bar. Comes in, says, here is this piece of paper. The Internet Research Group wants to give you $3 million in this private trust right now. You just got to sign this piece of paper. It's totally legal. And I said, no, thank you. And there's a lot more goes in the story. And then I wrote a letter to the FBI and then brought it to him and had other information. Barnes was given all the info. He can attest to all this. Then they tried to infiltrate our crew and get them to take money. Of course, none of them did. The Southern Poverty Law Center was able to get one to do it and hack into our computer systems because they could find nothing, and then hack into the surveillance cameras. The best they had was me smoking a cigarette and drinking a vodka. They put that on the news. Whoop-de-doo. But that's the tip of the iceberg. So if I'm experiencing this, and that's just a little bit of it, that's just like the top 4 or 5 examples, been about more than I could count. And I'm sure there's a lot I don't know about. And thank God I've always been a Boy Scout, so it's just, okay, it's really hard to, con an honest man, as they say, because I just don't even dial into that crap. What we saw them do with Trump and all his people being approached by Russians, who were really CIA, FBI, they could never get one Trump person to do it. And they tried. They tried to set him up, tried to set up Flynn. So now when you hear Benny Johnson and Tim Pool are secretly working for Russians, you have a private media company that goes out and gets Tim Pool to produce a culture show for them that he signs a contract that they can air anywhere they want and sell. They get sponsorship to do it. It's companies, mainline companies, that the company's gotten as sponsors. They don't even know that RT is involved funding the company. But then Merrick Garland admits, the head of the DOJ, that an outside investor actually gave the money to the company that was also working with RT to go out and make these acquisitions that it requested. Now, I don't know 100% that's the same deal that happened to us, that they tried, but 99%. So you hear, oh my God, these conservative influencers were part of a company that got $10 million. And I looked at the numbers. They might have gotten $100,000 apiece. It's chicken feed. We have billions being spent this election cycle on the books and billions off, with all these foreign governments flooding in for Kamala Harris. And they're using MI6 to try to frame Trump with the Crossfire Hurricane fake dossier. I mean, it goes on and on. They're spending billions. They want you to think it's all being thrown to Putin by $10 million, where you've got hundreds of millions from the Russians going to the Democrats alone and $3 million from the Moscow mayor to Biden. So they've arrested two RT employees way up the chain with these media conglomerates and PR firms and ad agencies. And then as a talk show host or show, sponsors come to you or groups come to you and say, hey, we want to air your show on this platform. And then the platform's got some Russian investment, but not enough to sponsor the shows. So a private investor comes in and says what it wants. And then the media company takes that, and then they say it's Russians. And that's what Garland said at the end of this clip we're going to play here in just a moment. Then we'll go to Robert Barnes for the balance of the hour. And I appreciate him getting out of court early to be here. And he hosts, of course, a great show with Viva Fry. And just search his name. He's hard to not find. Does an amazing job. So here is Merrick Garland last night. Boy, they've really got the Russians now. Meanwhile, we think of the Russians as communists. The globalists are the ones with 75% unrealized capital gains tax. They're the ones with price controls. They're the ones that want to have 90% death taxes. They're the commies. Okay, the Russians are lightweights at manipulating the U.S. We know who's manipulating. AP saying that J.D. Vance said, I don't care about kids, and it's a fact of life. He said the opposite. I care. It shouldn't be a fact of life. We've got to stop this. So they're the disinfo. They're the trillion-pound gorilla, and Russia's influence is like a scrawny rhesus monkey or something. So here's a clip of Garland.
The company never disclosed to the influencers or to their millions of followers ties to RT and the Russian government. Instead, the defendants and the company claimed that the company was sponsored by a private investor. But that private investor was a fictitious persona.
Okay, Barnes, let's start with me. Not that I'm that important, but you were there. You saw the documents, clear cut. You advised others, said at that point, don't, go after this is CIA, FBI, folks. I'll leave it at that. What do you want to tell people about that? And then, do you agree this is Russiagate 3.0? Very serious, because they're going to roll out against all independent media. They can have these mixed ad agencies that buy ads everywhere. Kind of, they try to get Musk by refreshing thousands of times to get an anti-Semitic post with an ad on it. It's the same thing. They can put this money out. They can invest in Russian companies or subsidiaries. The CIA or FBI can, or the ADL. They, or the Southern Poverty Law Center, then they can get that money somehow downchain into somebody's ad feed, and then they can say you're a Russian agent. That's clearly where they're going, Robert Barnes.
Yeah, no doubt about it. It's part of a common pattern now for a long time, but it accelerated under Trump, which is their goal is they want to use FISA to spy on a bunch of Americans that are involved in political activities that they dislike. They want to find ways to smear them publicly and ideally suppress and censor their speech and activities, and build up paranoia that can justify various forms of foreign wars. And the goal is to come up with a pretend foreign enemy that is usually never the actual source of what's taking place. That if you dig in, whether you look at what happened in 2016, where they pretended Russians were infiltrating the Trump campaign, so then they could illegally spy on the Trump campaign, illegally and illicitly smear the Trump campaign and Trump himself with the bogus Mueller case and the election results. And they could build up paranoia with Russia to try to prevent Trump from getting a detente with Russia rather than having Russia align with China, which had been an American objective for dating back to Nixon. And they keep repeating and rerunning the script over and over again. So they did it in 2016. Then they did it again in variations of Ukraine Gate and the first impeachment in 2018. Then they did it again in 2020, said that Hunter Biden's laptop was really a Russian disinformation campaign, and they've been trying to do it ever since. They made multiple inroads trying. Basically, what they have is that these people aren't on Putin's payroll; they're on Langley's payroll, and they pretend to be behind the scenes. That they tell the courts and other people that they're Russians. They're not. They're spooks. Now, some of them may be Russians, but they're not working for the Russian government. They're working for the U.S. and Western governments, MI6, et cetera. Think Christopher Steele, who was both on the payroll of Ukrainian oligarchs and on the former payroll of MI6 and MI5. So it's they made approaches to you. They made approaches to other people. And the goal has been to try to entrap them in something that they can label criminal behavior as justification to spy on their entire network because of the six-hop rule that basically with FISA, you can not only spy on that person, but spy on anybody within 6 degrees of separation of them effectively. So it's a massive surveillance spy net. And they always allege it's foreign funding because that's the pretext for FISA to be involved so they can circumvent a regular warrant process in spying on American communications and correspondence. You can see that in the indictment here. They were clearly spying in live time on all of these.
Yeah, bottom line, that's how they're spying on the Trump campaign for a third round, which all came out illegally, is they're just throwing some money into a Russian operation that's buying media and then say, oh, my God, the Russians.
Exactly. And the second objective with all of this is to be able to suppress dissident speech, to censor dissident speech. It's another way of using the legal system to try to get off the air people they don't like, to get major platforms. I mean, already YouTube has completely deleted Lauren Chen from public existence. Not only is the Tenet Network gone, everything that Lauren Chen has ever done for a decade is gone. And that's the goal, to intimidate platforms, often collude and conspire with those platforms to censor speech. It's just a different variation of the Sandy Hook litigation, a different variation of the Trump litigation, weaponizing the legal system to suppress and censor dissident speech and to sow discord. I mean, this goes back to COINTELPRO, it's the same script, sow discord within their dissident political community. Sadly, it worked. You had a bunch of people on the right who just bought this line, hook, line, and sinker. There are certain key giveaways with all of this. And then the third goal is use this new legal system, the Foreign Agents Registration Act, to be able to criminalize people they don't like and disagree with. I mean, that's what it really is. I mean, how is it that foreigners investing in American media is now a crime? Well, what's Fox but founded by Rupert Murdoch, a foreigner? He's now a U.S. citizen, but he wasn't always. What's the New York Times? They're owned by a Mexican billionaire. Look at how much oil money is tied up with major companies. You can't throw a rock in D.C. without hitting somebody that's on a foreign payroll. And usually it's an Arab, a Middle Eastern foreign payroll. Whichever side you're on the Israeli side, they're either getting paid by Israel or getting paid by people who hate Israel. Both of them lining up people and lining up paying pockets. So how did that suddenly become a crime? This is all about a mass hoax on the public, middle of an election, to influence the election, but also to try to, it's a new wave of attack of censorship and suppression of independent thought, to intimidate them into saying, if we can say that any source of funds ever came from some foreign government we don't like, then now we can tag you, shame you, and censor you. Look at what we did to Lauren Chen. Eliminated her from public presence.
By the way, stay there. Excellent. Knocked it out of the park. Stay there, Robert. We're back in a few minutes. Let's get Lauren Chen on the show because I like Glenn Beck. Those guys are good. I'm on the show in a few weeks. But I think they made the wrong move getting rid of her just because she got money from this group not knowing. And then YouTube takes her down. We need to stop running scared from the globalists. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
We certainly don't claim to be doctors, but InfoWarsMD can prescribe a wide variety of supplement formulas to help you stay healthy in an ever-growing toxic world. These individually tailored combinations of vitamins, minerals, and natural ingredients address a broad spectrum of bodily functions, and each offers a unique boost to your well-being. Take, for instance, the synthesis of amino acids found in Nitric Boost, designed to promote circulation circulation and muscular performance. Or the microorganisms contained in our probiotic formula meant to help with digestion by introducing healthy bacteria to your system. Then there's Good Night Sleep and its proprietary sleep formula that can restore a healthy sleep cycle to your daily routine. So ask your doctor or just take our word for it and check out the InfoWarsMD products found exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com.
A limited edition exclusive InfoWars proprietary 24 karat .999 pure gold collectible is now available in this credit card size package laminated with original InfoWars art. This is a memento to remind you of the fact that you kept InfoWars on the air at a critical time. We could do a straight up donation drive, but we may have to do one. But this is basically the same thing as donating. You just get this collectible as a thank you from us for what you're doing. So please take action. Get yours right now at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. We cannot stay on the air without your support. This is a collectible, and it is a beautiful piece of gold, a little bar that symbolizes your support of the InfoWar. I humbly ask you to take action and make the decision to keep us on air, because this is your chance to keep InfoWars on the air at a critical juncture in the fight for our republic.
Folks, Nerve Renew is in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and this supplement is amazing for a number of different reasons. First of all, we know that prescription opioids and pain relievers end up making us feel groggy, cloudy of mind, and frankly, addicted after time. But with Nerve Renew, we have key natural ingredients. It's a nerve support formula designed specifically for peripheral neuropathy and nerve pain relief. So if you need help relieving your aches and pains and inflammation, and maybe even some nerve damage that you have from an injury or just working with your hands for years and years, Nerve Renew is the way to go. So by visiting InfoWarsStore.com and getting Nerve Renew under the InfoWars MD tab at the top of the website, not only are you investing in your own health, relieving your own pain in a natural, healthy, and safe way, but you're keeping InfoWars on the air. We know that InfoWars is under attack. Alex Jones is under attack. Freedom of speech is under attack. But you can fight to keep InfoWars on the air. So please go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and get Nerve Renew under the InfoWars MD tab at the top.
First of all, we want to avoid the middle of the grocery store and stick to whole foods, real food. But these days, even the real food is short of its nutrient potential. And this is why it's important to take a vitamin mineral supplement every day. According to studies, regular multivitamin mineral supplement use reduces the risk of cancer and cardiovascular disease. Perhaps supplements aren't important to you, but in today's upside-down world, a daily vitamin mineral supplement is a must, and we have one of the best. Support your health and support the InfoWar. Get your vitamin mineral fusion today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Rallying patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty, it's Alex Jones.
And I want to be 100% clear, because I said that thing at the end of the segment about Glenn Beck. I think Glenn Beck is doing God's work. He is one of the top people out there fighting the New World Order. He has grown so much, and I think he's a really good person. I'm not saying they don't have a right to get rid of Lauren Chinn. I've been on her show a few times. She's a nice lady on the Blaze, just kind of a nice conservative, you know, populist person. And I see TPUSA took her off of their website as well. They're thinking, I haven't talked to them, but I know what they're thinking. Well, this is a contagion. They're going to try to say Trump's a Russian agent because he's associated with these people that, through a subsidiary company, were being sponsored by RT, that is state-run. But even the Justice Department mentioned they didn't know. But so, I mean, at a certain point, the Russians spent $10 million and some of it, you know, through another company, went to these people to sponsor their shows or to get one of their shows and air on another network. I mean, that's how the media works. Again, I'm on hundreds of radio stations. Is there some station out there that Russians are funding I don't know about? And then I'm in trouble if that comes out. This is not illegal, even if you know. You're just here talking about issues, but I'm not funded by the Russians that I know. But, I mean, we're on a bunch of TV stations, cable stations, over 100 of those. We're on over 300-plus radio stations. And, I mean, I'm on... We use all sorts of big tech platforms for servers. Who knows who they're taking money from? I mean, it's just crazy. But I'm kind of digressing there. Maybe the Trump people, you know, that's where this came from, are making the right move, kind of walling this off. But, I mean, Tim Pool's a great guy. So's Benny Johnson. I mean, these are huge people. They reach tens of millions a day. And I just think at a certain point, we need. I'm on counter with you're the Russian agents, you're the Chinese agents. Hell, the Hochul's former chief of staff, deputy chief of staff, just got busted. The Chi-Com agent. I mean, you can't swing a stick in the dark and not hit the Democrats with a Chi-Com agent. So how would you respond to this? And Barnes, do you? I think you agree with me. You already said it. This is a permutation. The third round of the Russiagate. This time, they know nobody buys it about Trump. And nobody in his administration or around him is involved with Russia. So now they're going to scoop around and hide around and plant stuff and try to then intimidate everybody not to support Trump or you're a Russian agent. Where do you see this going and how do you think we should respond?
Yeah, there's two aspects to this. One is the legally perilous precedent they're trying to set. They're trying to say if they tie foreign funds at any level to anybody that is out there speaking about American politics, that they could potentially seize your property, seize your assets, shut down your business, and censor your speech entirely. And that's a terrifying precedent we should be completely opposed to. The second aspect is, I'd bet dollars to donuts that if we find the real source of the funds, it won't come from Moscow. It will come from closer to Langley. Here's the giveaway. People are forgetting Mueller already did this script because he indicted people connected to the Internet Research Agency. And the usual pattern is they just indict individuals that they know will never appear in court so they can get away with falsifying information in the indictment and they can hide it from FOIA request because there's a pending criminal proceeding. It's an exception to the FOIA request. What happened was they made a mistake in Mueller's case. Mueller indicted the company. The company could make an appearance without any individual risk. And so they did. And when they did, they said they totally shocked Mueller. They said, we want all the discovery to prove your allegations are completely bogus. What did the U.S. Justice Department do? It said, hey, judge, please dismiss this case immediately. Please dismiss. The whole case got dismissed because they were scared to prove what really happened. Because what really happened was that was not a Russian operation. That was a deep state operation with deep state fingerprints forensically all over the place.
Robert, let me stop you and I want you to elaborate and say what you need to say because you're the expert here. But not to write myself into this like Hunter S. Thompson, the Gonzo Journalism, but you were there, you saw what happened to me, with a high-level official that has worked for the CIA, top Republicans and Democrats, with a spouse that heads up a federal agency, approaches me, and you knew him, you talked to him, we'll leave it at that, and previously had brought stuff to me about working with good folks that wanted to fund me, I'm the richest man in the world at the time, not Musk, but I needed to, you know, kind of grow up a little bit, said no to that. And then I'm back in D.C. a few months later, and now it's, well, the Russians want to give you $3 million. It's totally legal. It's Internet Research Group. And just sign here. And I think the SWAT teams would have run in at that point. I mean, what was that?
Well, that was an attempt to do what they did here. So the only mistake they made there was they misgauged your sophistication. They did a better job this time of only targeting people who don't have the degree of sophistication and have a degree of naivete as to how the deep state operates. And so you outed them before they could actually entrap you. But that's when we dug into it, it wasn't really the Russians. They were trying to front as Russians in order to incriminate you, in order to go after you, in order to be able to spy on your whole network and then try to censor and suppress your speech, shut you down, silence you entirely in the same way the lawfare that, again, they've admitted on the record to James O'Keefe's people and to other people, other investigative reporters, that the Sandy Hook cases were politically coordinated behind the scenes by people who are out to censor and silence you, including people at the FBI, the DOJ, and the CIA, the heart and center of the deep state. And that's what they're doing here. So what it is they use the claim of Russians, but they only indict. Here was the giveaway. In the indictment, there are several giveaways, but one of the giveaways was in the indictment, they didn't make Mueller's mistake. Like if they really thought the RT was behind this, then you indict RT as a company. You indict other companies that are involved in this. That's what you do. If you sincerely think the Russian government was trying to run an intel operation through conservative influencers, by God, that's a compelling case. You want the world to know about it. You want a trial to happen. Instead, they don't indict any company. They indict two Russians they know are never going to appear in court. So they can hide it from FOIA forever, and they can hide it from the public what really happened, that the checks were from Langley, not from Putin. And that's what the reality of this is. And that's what we should out it as, because the only thing that's going to stop this from occurring again and again and again and again is if we out it for what it is. Russiagate 1 was a hoax. Russiagate 2 was a hoax. Russiagate 3 is a hoax. People should not be running to smear, shame, and censor Lauren Chen because she was the victim of a deep state operation. Nor should they accept anything Merrick Garland is telling them as true. There's so many giveaways here. For example, if they really thought this was a Russian intel operation, then you go to Tim Pool, you go to Dave Rubin, you go to Benny Johnson, you say, we want to incriminate these people. Here's who's really behind this. We want you to run an operation for us. And all of them would have, by the way. All of them eagerly would.
By the way, you're giving out some inside baseball. When I brought this into the FBI in the letter, I said, by the way, if you're not behind this, I want to help you. And of course, no. Oh, no. So. You say I'm sophisticated. This was very obvious. With these guys, an ad agency media company says they want to sponsor them. It's been an American company. It's got Russians secretly funding it. Then there's a private investor. They had no way of knowing. I mean, this would be like if somebody stuck drugs in your mailbox, you know, when pickup's happening and put your name and address on it, and then that can later be proven you don't go to jail that somebody mailed drugs in your name. I mean, it's ridiculous.
Oh, completely. I mean, there's no reason to implicate any of the content creators in knowing anything of consequence. Even if they did know something, what they were doing was not illegal. But what it is like, for example, if this was truly a Russian operation, they would have been much more sophisticated. They would have approached other people. They would have used multiple levels of fronts. The Russians would have operated the way the CIA does. This is some cheap operation, mid-level, written by some diversity hire over at the CIA, over at the DOJ, over at the FBI, who just said, hey, you know what? We've run this script twice before. We tried to entrap George Papadopoulos. We tried to entrap Carter Page. I remember talking to him at a London cigar bar about all the details. He laid it out to me, and this was before it became public. And I was like, this is a deep state operation. This guy's a deep state guy. This guy's a deep state guy. This guy's a deep state guy. And by the way, all of that ultimately came out as absolutely true years later. They weren't Russians. They were on the MI5 payroll, MI6 payroll. They were on the Australian intelligence payroll. They were on U.S. intelligence payroll, Canadian intelligence payroll. They were on the Five Eyes payroll. That's where they were. That's what this is. This is a deep state operation. That's all it is, meant to smear a whole bunch of people and meant to justify all their illicit spying.
So let me ask you this. Exactly. That's the key, is the FISA. Finish that, and then what do you expect them to do now that we know the shape and the cut of the jib of this new attack? And then how do we respond?
Well, it's like what we've talked about for a while, is that the dangers of the current establishment and deep state is that they have the moral compass of Henry Kissinger, but the intellect of Joe Biden or Kamala Harris. And that's a dangerous combination because it can lead to disastrous results like what bred World War I, which gave us World War II, which gave us the Great Depression, which gave us the Cold War. It was all of their incompetency in the 19-teens, early 1920s. But we have the same. So that's a fear here because this is like a mid-level operation. As soon as I saw it, I was like, this is a half-assed version of what Mueller did. And you know, I was a little bit surprised that people like Megyn Kelly and other conservatives just took the bait on it and swallowed it whole. It's like, come on, how many times you got to get taken for a ride before you know who's riding you? But my concern is that this is an attempt to escalate. They tried to get Putin arrested in Mongolia, which would have been insane. They're trying to trigger, they invaded Russia through Ukraine. They're trying to trigger a war before Election Day. That's my greatest concern.
Only 59.
Get World War III.
I agree. So let's shift gears and we'll go back to World War III in a moment and cover the waterfront, the campaign, 59 days to go, and Black Swan events and all that's being hyped up and civil unrest being hyped and civil war conditions by Jamie Raskin and the rest of it. What do you make of this? Last time I checked, it had like 18 million views this morning. That was just Stephen Crowder's posting. It was incredible investigation units. He is now even rivaling James O'Keefe, and we're not in competition. I mean, I hope they all get 1,000 bigger times than me. I'm going to beat the globalist. But we got to say it. He's really kicking ass with his team. Top Manhattan U.S. Attorney's Office spokesman blasts DA Bragg over Trump prosecution and secret recording. The case is nonsense. He says they're a bunch of cowboys, Wild Wild West. They're idiots. They're changing the cases as they go. Double jeopardy. Trump is innocent. This is politically motivated. It's horrible. It's going to get messy. Wow. And then less than 24 hours after that, the judge in the criminal cases, we're not going to have the, he said he was, they had Rikers ready. He said, we're not going to put Trump in jail for a year. They were saying on the 18th of September, just in a little less than a week and a half away. Now we're going to wait until after the election. How big a deal is that?
Well, it's really big. And it's what I predicted would happen, because I believe that the smarter side of the Democratic Party knows that the criminal weaponization of the justice system has limited effect, that it's not worked the way they thought it would against Trump. Just like they thought Sandy Hook litigation would work a certain way against you and they failed. They keep underestimating the American people. And so then the question becomes, what's next? Because that script has basically run out. The New York judge has said he's not even going to make a ruling on the merits of the mistrial motion until after Election Day. And guess who else did that yesterday? The D.C. judge. The D.C. judge said no trial until after Election Day.
Wait, let me stop you. Which shows it's all coordinated, which we already know. They all meet at the White House. They all, from Fannie Willis to Letitia James to Alvin Bragg to Jack Smith, it's all come out. They all meet and get coordination from Obama.
Completely. It's been a deep state operation now for the better part of a decade. They can't handle the fact that they're losing power in the court of public opinion. And they're going to resort. The question is, Trump has really upped his game. So, he unites with Robert Kennedy. He unites with Tulsi Gabbard. He's going to bring Elon Musk to take apart the administrative state. You know, Tucker's tour is doing great. Robert Kennedy and Vivek were on there last night in Anaheim. So the mojo is, the zeitgeist is all in the right direction. This Russiagate 3.0 was one last desperate heave to try to disrupt the election, and it failed. So I don't think they can sell the American people on any sort of nonsense lawfare between now and Election Day. They can try to intimidate them like Garland is doing, saying if you try to do anything for honest elections, I'll try to stop you from the Justice Department, which is what his press conference last week was really all about. But other than that, our greatest risk is going to be some global catastrophe, because that's almost all they have left, the only card they have left to play, because the American people have seen through it and are rejecting it en masse.
Absolutely. Now, I interrupted you when you got into D.C. dropping it the same day. I want to explain to people how this works, okay? And I wasn't naive, but I didn't get the coordination until the Texas trial. You were there, the Connecticut trial. You were there watching it. You were also involved intimately early on. You said, look, it's all rigged. You explained it all to me like 5 years ago. You said, watch what happens. They're just getting discovery to then say you didn't give it. They're going to default you. It's all going to be rigged. It's run by the Justice Department. And that all letter came out. You were dead on. You didn't say give up. You just said, understand, you're giving them everything. And they're going to say you gave them nothing. And you were there, you most exhausted you've ever seen. You can explain that if you want to, but I'm not putting words in your mouth. I've heard you say it 100 times, and I was there. It's true. I go in. There's an HBO camera. I'm looking on the judge's desk when I'm up there testifying, and she's got a script of questions. And then when I was in Connecticut, I look over at the judge, and she's got the same script. They gave lawyers in Connecticut and lawyers in Texas, different people, the same things we couldn't talk about, the 25 points. We got the same instructions. They put on all this fake evidence after I was already found guilty by the judges, and they literally put on show trials that would make Joseph Goebbels and Joseph Stalin blush. And I was like, oh, my God, this is for, and they said later, this is a test for everybody. We're going to use the Alex Jones attack plan on MSNBC and CNN against everybody. And what's crazy is they had a PR firm come out after they rigged it and said, hey, we did it. We dredged up stuff he said. We magnified it. They made it up. And then we made him the Sandy Hook guy and then sued him and then rigged it. And then they pulled the articles 2 days later. Like, well, they weren't supposed to do that. But it's just crazy. I mean, when I was in Texas and Connecticut, they had 10 PR people at least calling the media on the ground. They're watching us. They're reporting. They're talking to the media. They're talking to the lawyers. They're talking to the judges' people. I mean, this was a movie production. And then the judge in Texas walks the red carpet at the South by Southwest main selection this year for HBO, The Truth versus Alex Jones, totally made up, all crap, all twisted lies, total bull. And she is a standing ovation as part of basically the panel there, which, according to all jurisprudence, she should be disbarred, immediately removed. But that's how crazy they are.
Oh, completely. And what people forget, I mean, like, why do they bring these bogus indictments like Mueller did against the Internet Research Agency, like this indictment brought comes after Laura Chen effectively by implication, when they know there's never going to be a trial on the merits, when they know that the truth will never come out, when they know they can now hide information from FOIA? It's the same reason they rigged the Sandy Hook trials. They need a script. And as long as if it's in court, then what happens can be publicly discussed without anybody being able to sue for defamation. So Tim Pool, Benny Johnson, Dave Rubin, Laura Chen, they can't sue anybody because there's an indictment in court and that they can rely upon it. And so when anything's filed in court, as long as you report on it, you can't be sued for defamation. So that's why they do it that way. And that's why, like, they literally rigged the entire Texas trial for a movie. And the issue is, if that movie production company talked about anything outside of that courtroom that was untrue, they could be sued into oblivion. So they needed the trial to be fixed so that they could be immune from libel when they spread a libelous lawsuit that's supposedly about libel, but the entire case was a libelous case, a smear campaign, in order to be immune from suit. So that here's the problem. If they had allowed your side to present your evidence, then they would have been obligated in the film to show your side. And they didn't want that to happen. That's why why are they even going through with a trial? It's like you've been denied an opportunity to defend yourself on the merits.
And they put a financial expert on that never examined our books to claim I had $360 million in the bank that I made off them, and I had less than $3 million that was already owed. So I was upside down. They wouldn't even let me, for a whole day of testimony, she just said, you get no testimony today. And the jury, we talked to them after, they said, well, since you're worth $360 million, we thought we would give 10% of your wealth to the families.
Exactly. I mean, it was a completely fake case.
$45 million. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. And so the key was, it was for the movie. The movie could not be made if they had presented an honest case. If you were allowed to present the truth, the actual truth, they call it the truth versus Alex Jones. It's Alex Jones is on the side of truth, and they were on the side of lies. And they needed to be able to spread a libelous film. And the only way they could spread a libelous film and libelous media was if they had a fake case, a case in which you were gagged and not allowed and present any evidence, not only as to the merits, but as to any evidence as to the truth about large aspects of your net worth and damages.
And that's when it really backfired, was the public started reading headlines. Jones already found guilty by a judge. Why doesn't Jones ever get to talk? Why do they get 90% of the time? Why does the mother get up and say, you said I'm not real today? My son's not real. Never said that day. Said the opposite. And then she lets her go for 10 minutes saying I'm horrible, all for the movie. But then if I tried to talk, you, yes or no? All your answers, yes or no? You can't have notes. They can all have notes. So it was so transparent that 99% of the comments on YouTube at that trial in Connecticut were so bad, they then removed that. But this isn't about me. It's the formula, folks. Let's talk about this. We haven't talked about this enough. 9 weeks ago, the court-appointed CRO and U.S. Trustee Justice Department, Pat McGill, the CRO, Melissa Hazelton, the U.S. Trustee from the Justice Department, they order the building closed on a Friday, us to be thrown out by the private security I hired 8 years ago. I tell them, hey, there's no court order. Don't do this. They go, well, we don't know what to do. They have the security company goes, no, you're right. I can't do this. And I'm going to call the police if you do this. Then I had to sleep up here because they tried to get other people to come in and, you know, shut it down in the days that followed. And then they say it's not true in the news. Chris Manning says he's made this up to Reuters and AP. Then days later, they go, no, it is true. They go to court that next week and say, we want him closed right now. The judge says, no, we'll have a hearing in 2 weeks. At the hearing in 2 weeks, he fires the U.S. trustee and fires the CRO. Says it's Alex Jones's company. You can't shut it down. Hands it back to me, but I'm already in Chapter 7, so then it has to liquidate. That's going forward. But the vigilantism, the desperateness, they got up in court, the U.S. trustees' lawyers, and said, please don't give him the bank accounts. He'll run away with the money. Please don't do this to the children. What? To the families, which they then said, we don't want a settlement. We don't want money. We want him closed. And they told the news that. So just lies on top of lies on top of twisting and then admitting it all. I mean, what did you think of that spectacle?
Well, I mean, it shows what it was all about from the beginning. That once the movie was made and the judge appeared on the red carpet, everything I said about that trial became confirmed beyond any doubt. And that the same thing has happened in terms – because what's happened in the bankruptcy court is all the lies got exposed. All the lies claiming, you know, secret hundreds of millions of dollars, all garbage, all hogwash. that the and that the real objective wasn't about justice, wasn't about any of that. It was about censorship of speech. It was about suppression of speech. That's the same thing with the recent Russiagate cases. I mean, it's all about remove the dissidents we don't like from the air. I mean, that's what a lot of the TikTok ban is about. They didn't like who was becoming popular on TikTok. So they tried to pass a ban on it, pretending it was about foreign government involvement. But that isn't why they're going after TikTok. They're going after TikTok because they didn't like Robert Kennedy having success on TikTok. They didn't like people critical of Israel having success on TikTok. Then Donald Trump has a lot of success on TikTok. That's why they're going after
TikTok. No, I totally agree with you. So back to my case, because it affects everything, and I want to know your view. I've been trying to talk to you privately. You're so busy. What do you make? Because we just, you know, it's a federal judge. I thought they can't all be corrupt. He hasn't done me any favors. He just followed the law so far, but he excoriated them at that last hearing 6-7 weeks ago. What do you think they're going to try now? Because now I've seen the document. They're going to try to file the liquidation that if they're able to buy it, which they've said to shut it down, they have a big buyer, that they want the IP to say they own the Alex Jones Show and Real Alex Jones on X. All the case law says they don't. That's going to fail. But they literally want my identity again. And they said in the news, we don't want him on air. That's our goal. So it's so naked. So what do you think they thought of this federal judge not following their orders? I mean, they tried to shut me down outside the federal judge's order, and he stopped them. I mean, that's wild. A U.S. trustee can't do that.
Yeah, I mean, I think they're going to keep going. They didn't expect the public reaction. They thought the public would abandon you, would buy into the smears, would buy into the censorship campaign. They explicitly said after the Connecticut verdict, their goal was to get your audience to abandon you. Because that didn't happen, they've been scrambling ever since. And what it reflects and represents is what their intention has always been. Now, I still think it reveals an ongoing conflict of interest between the lawyers and their clients, because I don't think they've been fully honest and forthcoming with their clients. That there's two, what the bankruptcy court is supposed to ethically and professionally do is to maximize the value of the estate. That is to protect and expand and improve InfoWars. But what they want is exactly the opposite of that. They want the death of InfoWars. But the death of InfoWars means their clients don't recover a penny, nickel, dime, or dollar.
And let me back you up on that. At mediation in a federal courthouse with a federal judge months ago, right before this, I guess it'd be like 12 weeks ago, in Fort Worth, and the judge got mad at him there. And I can only talk about it because they went public with it themselves. They came back, we want to control your speech, we agree to that, and we want $70 million. And I said, I'll never make $70 million over 10 years, but I will agree to this just to keep us on air. And then, you know, later make another deal when it's clear I don't have that money, because I told my lawyers, I said, watch, let's agree to $70 million, and they're going to suddenly say a number higher. We go in, no, now we want $90 million. And I said, see what I'm talking about? And then that's what happened. I mean, can you believe that, Robert?
No doubt about it. I mean, and now their new objective is to try to use this case to seize people's identities. I mean, that's what they're doing. Your identity is inalienable. You can market it, you can license it, but you can't give it away. It can't be taken away from you. But that's what they're trying to do. They're claiming that through bankruptcy
court. That's slavery. Stay there. Do a little bit more with us in about 15 minutes, and then we're going to have Jay Dyer take over. But give us how people find your great podcast and show.
VivaBarnesLaw.locals.com.
All right, stay there. Do 15 more minutes with me, and then the great Jay Dyer. Let's get into this identity theft, which is their next move. Obviously, silver's doing way better than gold in growth, and is way undervalued. That's a fact. Why then are the central banks mainly hoarding gold?
Well, because there's simply not enough silver, right? It's like if you've got central banks that start allocating into silver when it's $30 an ounce and they want to have it be part of their reserves, it's like, okay, there's not enough silver in the world to do that, right? So they have to do gold because it's $2,400 an ounce, not $30 an ounce. Right, so this is why
they've got so many quadrillions of fake money. There's not there's too much fiat to even buy the silver, which I would say then means silver still will always be the thing that grows the most.
Oh, so silver historically, the numbers prove out that when gold is in a bull market, which it is, we're near all time highs. Silver does better than gold, so silver grows faster, and there's a reason why. Silver and gold both act as barometers to government distrust, right? It's the worse things get, the better financial metals do. They're a flight for safety. But What silver has that gold doesn't is it's a manufacturing metal. It's used in industry. So in aerospace, in defense, in electronics, in solar power, electric vehicles, all of that. The demand for silver is through the roof, Alex, and we're just taking advantage of that. And imagine what silver will do with Trump being president, somebody who actually grows the economy rather than having a stagnant economy. The industrial need for silver is absolutely going to explode.
Now, you're right. Silver is the closest thing to a silver bullet. That's why they call it a silver bullet. People should go to kpm.com/gold right now and get silver now. We'll be right back.
While other networks lie to you about what's happening now, InfoWars tells you the truth about what's happening next.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.